Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 DeVille. Which tomorrow, as of midnight tonight, will be the official home of the University of Louisville Athletics.
It's a beautiful day, baby.
Tonight at midnight, man.
Tonight at midnight.
When the clock strikes midnight, I expect Drew Diener to send out a party text at midnight. Congrats, guys. We're the home of UofL Athletics. All that stuff. If not, I'm going to text everybody at midnight. They're going to be like, what's Ramage doing? I don't know.
Woo!
Listen, I'm home alone tonight, so I might.
Rummage Palooza.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially, and then on Thursday nights, I don't know if they're having one, but over there they have the concerts sometimes over there in the neighborhood on Thursday nights.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. So I may have a little party.
You know?
I'll sit outside and I'm going to text y'all at midnight.
No pants Thursday.
We did it. Yeah. So
we're here.
There is some exciting stuff on the way with that. Starting tomorrow, I believe we'll have the first Cardinal Insider tomorrow.
Yep.
At what, 6:30?
I think so. I'm gonna pull up the official thingy. But yeah, no, I believe so. Yeah. Welcome to the team, Jody.
Yeah. So it's gonna be a great time, man. A lot of stuff that we get to do. So. Pumped about that. I think they're going to have all the coaches on, too. There's like a bunch of the coaches. We're going to have Josh Hurd, Louisville Athletic Director, Josh Hurd on. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
That's just what I heard. I don't know. No pun intended. Might just be talking at my rear end, but either way, it's going
to
be good.
5:30 to 6:30 Friday
on 93.9 DeVille.
Cardinal Insider, our boy Jody Demling.
Welcome
right
to Jody
here.
Jody Demling.
On 93.9 The Ville.
At midnight. I'm going to write Jody at midnight. I'll be like, hey, welcome in, man. Welcome in. Welcome in, Jodester.
Jodester. Jodorama.
Hey.
The Jodinator.
Polly Raj. Like, welcome in, baby. I know, yeah. Like,
Steve, we're happy to be here. Stop.
Yeah.
Please stop.
That's going to be awesome, man. So I'm really pumped about that. You know, growing up, listening to Louisville Athletics on the radio. The only thing I request is I need this in my life.
I'm listening.
We need to talk with somebody needs to make this sale, but it's the because this is something growing up. Just look, riding in the car, it was Dodge Shepherd. Take me and my buddy Josh to games. They had season tickets, and I waited every game. I waited like, are you gonna call? Maybe they're gonna have an extra ticket, you know? And we
staring at the phone,
just
come
riding
on.
In and out. It was sausage, bacon, making people. Do you remember that?
Oh one? My yeah. God! And Fishers,
like, yes,
the
Fishers.
Bacon, making people, making fun for your tummy. Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Just the voice of Paul Rogers and the Fishers commercial, and I was like. It's football time or it's basketball time, baby.
Oh, you know? Get so excited,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was just like, that's my childhood, man.
But, man, it's funny you say that because, like, Pops would get mad because some of Jamie's first words were quoting promos from 84 and 790
yeah, yeah.
and everything. Like, but he would always remember the promos for, like, every show but Dad's. It was hilarious. Dad'd be like, damn it, Jamie.
Even that, though, man. One of my favorite things to listen to was always the Coach's Corner. Like,
yeah.
I love listening to that. So, like, just being that being a part of where I work now is just surreal to me, man. So, like, I'm really excited about all that I saw the Cardinal Bird in here yesterday and was in here and just seeing, you know, Jody and Paul and those guys around here and stuff is going to be just awesome,
dude. It was hilarious. Like we were having a goofy interview with a snake guy who was freaking awesome. That was so much fun on the V show. And then I turn around and I see the Cardinal Bird and Lottie, and I'm just like, it's a fun place.
This is
a fun job.
I live a good life.
Yeah, I was like, this is good times.
Yeah, life is good.
By the way, it was hilarious. I don't think I'm speaking out of school, but yesterday,
let's roll with it. We'll find out. We'll ask questions later.
I mean, we have Marshawn Ford, we have Josh Minkins,
yeah.
We got, you know, the lovely and talented Lottie Stockwell,
mm-hmm.
and the Cardinal Bird, and Blank is rocking the Middle Tennessee State blue shirt.
The worst day. I told him, look, I'm up here talking with Josh Minkins and Marshawn Ford and Allen and those guys all over, the T-shirt hooligans guys.
Yeah.
I rep Louisville.
Friend Allen, yeah.
And we're sitting in here and we're chatting, and I'm like, Blankenbaker's just sitting over there. And I'm like, that's odd. And I'm like, I kind of smiled in my head because I was like, I know why he's not coming over.
Right. He's just kind of hiding in his blue shirt.
Kentucky fan. I know. And afterwards, I was like, you couldn't get up, could you? He's like, oh, no, man.
It was awesome because he's talking, you know, we're shooting the spit with Lottie. And Lottie, he's like kind of pitching. He's like, Lottie, like, come on. It was perfect timing because, you know, America's guest, Cooper Hassan, showed up right at that time.
Perfect.
And Blank channeled his inner Cooper. And was like, Lottie, we're officially partners Friday. Maybe we have a little party, you know, a little shindig over at the alley. Mm-hmm. And Lottie, not missing a beat, and just pulls out her photo because I couldn't hear you over your blue shirt. And just takes a photo of it. Bang. And Blake's like, damn it.
Yeah, boom. Keep that.
It was hilarious.
Put that in the Dino Gaudio file. It might be useful later.
The old extortion fodder.
Extortion fodder.
Extortion fodder, yeah.
So funny. Happens all the time over here. There's a lot going on. Texter says, will there be any show lineup changes? No, I don't think there'll be show lineup changes. Ethan Moore and those guys will still be rocking it out on Wednesdays. Yep. Coach Davenport still be here. The daily shows will be the same. I think it will be additions be excited about. There's going to be some additions. The Cardinal Insider, there's going to be during the commercial breaks. I know you're going to want to listen. I've heard, you know, Drew play some of the clips and some of leading up to football. We're going to have the 50 greatest clips. Not countdown, but just 50 great moments.
Right. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot we can do now. So I think it's more of what's going to be added on. And, I mean, you know, I know you have a group over here that is looking forward to – we're looking for ways to add more, you know, to do more now that we have the university, you know, do more shows. I mean, I think you've noticed on this show from 10 to 12, I know I can speak for us. I mean, just in the last little bit, I mean, we've had Sydney in and Ellis in and Monty and Brock and Josh Minkins and
Marshawn
Ford. And there's more of that to come.
And I promise I will eventually deliver. I'm working on getting Haley and company in. So, you know, we'll have – eventually I'll do my job.
Yeah, totally, and Nick's going to do that, and we're going to talk about the women's team here in just a second.
Yep, a little bit of breaking news today.
Big, no pun intended, breaking news, 6'5" breaking news. But yeah, there's a lot of more of that content's going to be to come. So, and like I said, I'm speaking for Middays with Marcus Maben and what we're going to do, and I know everybody else is on board with that. We have so many other people that do great talking with coaches, and we like to talk to the coaches too, you know. We like to talk to the coaches too, but we also like to get a player's perspective, you know, in here. And so it'd be exciting, man. There's a lot of things in the works that I think everybody will be really excited about.
What I like is, you know, when they do the car wash, as they call in the business, like, you get a little something different from each show, you know, when a coach or a player hops on. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, that's what I kind of like. There's a lot of different flavors, sure. And you can get a little, you know, different perspective or funny anecdote or story or something like that. If, you know, you have Josh Minkins on Middays, if you have Josh Minkins on The Drive, if, you know, he hops on The V Show, you know, something like that, they'll be different. You'll get a little something different each time. So,
yeah.
And we're going to keep doing our coverage, like you said. Now it's going to be an awesome, like, Cardinal hybrid.
Yeah,
you know, you're going to have the pregame show and the postgame show, you know, for U of L football and basketball. But we're adding the pre with Patty and Taylor and the post, you know. So there's going to be a lot of different bodies here, but familiar faces. We're getting everybody added on there. But there's going to be additions, not subtractions.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I'm really excited about that. Just hearing some of the ideas, kind of. Drew has done an excellent job at consistently asking for ideas and putting in input, and yes, they listen to your input as well, you know, whether you like everybody here or not. You know, like, it's everybody here, I can promise you, is putting their best foot forward to put out an incredible product with having the partnership now. So, you know, maybe I'm not your cup of tea. Well, maybe Bob is, you know, maybe Drew is, you know, maybe they're not, and maybe me and Maben are, you know, like,
exactly. That's fine. We're like Baskin effing Robbins, man. Yeah, we got 52 flavors and only like 10 of them suck.
Yes.
Like, I'm like rum raisin. Actually, rum raisin's pretty good.
Am I? I'm going to assume I'm
your
not.
Cookies and cream, bro.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
Cookies and cream?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Yeah, appreciate
you're my
you.
Favorite to lick.
Okay. I'll take it. I'll take it.
That got weird. But I do want ice cream now.
Still, never mind. I can't say that. regardless. Women's basketball. Let's chat about that for a second. Massive news. We'll get back to some other stuff too, but I mean, this is something I don't think we can pass up this late in the game for Jeff Walls and the team to get this kind of addition is a big, big deal coming off a Final Four season. So Jeff Walls and his team added Josie Williams to the roster. 6'5", heading to Louisville. Utah Valley State transfer. 2-time All-WAC first team performer, led Utah Valley State 17 points a game, 12 rebounds. 17 and 12, 6'5" center. You don't replace Emily Inksler, you know what I'm saying, at all. But that's a good that's a good way to cut into it. You know, two different players, you know, but just size wise,
right?
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. So excited to hear that. Like I said, this late in the process for Jeff Walls and those guys to or those ladies and gentlemen to get an addition there. Big deal. Big deal. So good stuff. Good stuff all around. Texter says since 93.9 is the official Louisville channel, are we getting rid of the anti-Louisville shows? I don't think we have any anti-Louisville shows on 93.9 The Ville.
No.
Yeah.
No, this is a safe place.
Yeah, this is a safe place for us, our cardinal brethren. Yeah, we should be a safe place, even though I feel like I had more arguments with quote unquote Louisville fan than Kentucky fan over the last 6 months.
Sometimes cardinal on cardinal crime does exist.
Or is it cardinal on cardinal crime?
What?
Or is it cardinal on cardinal crime?
No. Maybe.
Or is it just crime?
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't know. Maybe,
sir or ma'am, are your L's truly up?
Yeah, right. Maybe it's just crime. Let me put a bow tie on Imani Bates, just where I'm at with that. We chatted about it in the first hour, if you're just tuning in. Imani Bates to Eastern Michigan. I don't want to rewrite it. I think he would have fit incredible here. I think he was what we needed. And I think we were what he needed, if you'll allow me to do that. Obviously, people around him, the red flags. And don't get me wrong, the red flags didn't show up today. They've always been there. So, like, I don't want to say, oh, well, it's good we didn't get him, because we knew all along these were the flags. I think what it comes down to, and I'll speak vaguely to an extent, I think meetings between Louisville and Ken and Imani Bates were had, and I think it was very clear this is how it's got to be to come here. Like, you know, this is how it's got to be. So if it's not going to be like that, then this isn't going to work. Because what Imani Bates could not do was come to Louisville, get kicked off team. Like, you're done. You're right. Done. And for a kid that's 18 years old, maybe more than I've ever seen in my life, his like career is on the line. So, unfortunately, I think the people around him talked him into going to the place that...
Big fish, small ponds.
Dad can be there. I mean, because if I'm Eastern Michigan, I'm like, Dad can... run practice.
You know, yeah, right.
If you're going to come here, because they're going to probably get a couple ESPN games now.
Right.
Like, I mean, absolutely. I mean, because it's intriguing. You know,
no disrespect to Eastern Michigan, but it truly is a directional school.
Yes.
I mean, you know, not surprisingly, the highest rated recruit they've ever had. Probably if you added their entire team up of stars, you might be able to get, you know, Amani's grade. So, yeah, I feel like it was the safer bet for him and his family, for sure.
Nick, somebody asked, how many years does the Williams girl that's just signed, can you look up and see really quick if there's any, is there anything on that with how many years she has left?
Oh, yeah, let's see how much eligibility.
She's obviously an upperclassman if she's been a two-year all-WAC performer.
Yeah, she's a graduate, so, yeah, I'm not sure. Let's see what...
Did he say she's a graduate?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then she's probably a year or two, depending if she may have a COVID year.
Yeah, that's what we're... Yeah, let's see.
So, I mean, that's possible of eligibility. While he's looking that up, you just cut in when you get that.
Word.
I just think it's one of those things where I said it the other day. It was like, kind of over it, like it, you know, when word came out that it was Louisville was probably the favorite there, if it immediately had been like, boom, no, he's not going to Louisville, I think it would have hurt. If he would have picked Seton Hall or Michigan or something, just kind of over Louisville, you're like, oh, you know. But I mean, in the situation, but again, not going to rewrite it. I think he was perfect for Louisville. I think he was perfect for what we needed. And again, vice versa, I think we were perfect for what he needed and could have really rehabilitated his image and put him in the first round. So, but regardless, he makes a choice to Eastern Michigan. I think that one made it. I may be reading it wrong. I think most Louisville fans, it was easier to swallow. I was like, oh, whatever. I mean, you're not beating that. If he's going to Eastern Michigan, like, you're not. You know, there was obviously something there, and that's what he was going to do.
I mean, it seems like U of L fans, I'm not trying to do the whole revisionist history thing,
right.
You know, now the girl says no to you at prom, and suddenly, well, she's not that pretty anyway.
She was ugly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not trying to do that.
Thank God.
Of course, he would have fit in. I think like the general universal thought was that there might be some red flags, but take a flyer on him for sure. I mean, the talent, you know, the talent's there and everything, and it's exactly the fit that U of L needed. But with all that said, I do think that people kind of in the last week had soured on him a little bit. Like, it seemed also that people were kind of over the situation. But do you think yesterday, I mean, you and Marcus brought it up, the photo with DJ Wagner and then the pending Eastern Michigan, was that trolling or was that just legitimate, like, friends or, you know?
Well, you don't know. Yeah, it's like, man, so I did see somebody say, they're like, so does this mean DJ Wagner's going to Eastern Michigan? It's like, no. I mean, I guess I mark it down as trolling. Yeah, right?
I mean,
it has to be, because, I mean, I think everybody believes, and like I said, I know Kenny Payne is doing such a, by the way, Kenny Payne not out golfing, actually recruiting, go figure.
Off trying to work fools.
There was pictures of Kenny Payne. I don't know. It's like, oh, really? You mean to tell me he's out recruiting? I'm like, are we really doing this? Like, are we really? Like, a couple days ago, it's like, are we really going to argue that Kenny Payne's not out recruiting? Like, do y'all really think he's not recruiting?
Right.
But there are some people that have just been made like sports dumb. You know, I don't know what it is, because they just want their opinion to be right so bad. And it's like,
he's just in the office.
We get it. You didn't want Kenny Payne. I don't, like, you know what? I wanted Jeff Brohm. But guess what? Let's go. Let's go win some games. Like, dude.
What's he doing? What is he doing? Like,
bro, calm down. Calm down.
Would you say he's working, fools?
Kenny Payne's the coach, and he's going to be for at least 3 years. So why torture yourself for 3 more years? Okay? Just let it be.
You know, like the Beatles, like, yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, I mean, do you really want to argue on social media every day just because you want to stick it to Marcus or something? Like, okay.
Now, yeah. I do think there's a question there. Mm-hmm. That's fair. And look, you know, I come from the temple of let the cake bake. So, sure. Of course, especially with your first year, especially with the sort of Damocles ever so close to finally coming down and getting that ruling, so you know what the future entails. But that's still there.
By the way, Louisville women just made her official, and somebody said she was a junior last
year. That's what I'm seeing. So it says she's a graduate, so maybe she graduated early. But if she's only a junior, then she has at least a year of eligibility.
It sounds like one or two. I guess that'd be clarified a little more.
She's only played 3 years at Utah Valley. So So for what that's worth. So
So it's just a matter of if she has a COVID year. Because if she doesn't have a COVID year, then she's got 1 year left.
Right.
So
No red shirts or anything
COVID,
like that.
If she's got a COVID year, then it'd be two. So
yep.
Big get though. Okay, what was you gonna say?
No, you said there
is a question there.
Well, no. Do you think with everything going on? Because I said this. I don't think it was necessarily a hot take. I was getting kind of fatigued with the whole getting rid of SAT thing. Now I'm not taking a shot at you because I understood your point of a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. It was like, hey, this could be a turnkey transition here. I understood that point.
But you're right. You're right. Yeah.
But
it got redundant.
It bugged me because it was like, okay, when he came in, the idea was a 4-year rebuild.
Yeah.
And suddenly it was like the shot clock changed. So you say like he's going to be here 3 years. What do you think the shot clock is on Kenny Payne is what I'm saying. Damn you, phone.
He'll play his contract out. And Nick's taking the phone call. But, I mean, I think Kenny Payne, look, he hasn't even coached a game. Like, he hasn't even coached a game. And it's like, to me, it just looks incredibly silly to every... Like, I saw a tweet yesterday, like, Amani Bates committed to EMU, and people were on there like, well, what's the next man gonna be? Bro, he hasn't even coached a game.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, we don't... I mean, we've heard what his plans are and his philosophy, but we haven't seen the final product. We haven't seen in-game adjustments. We haven't seen, I have the highest, I'm not being one of those guys, he doesn't have head coaching experience. BS. Put that card back in the deck. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we don't know exactly what the team's fully going to look like yet.
Yeah.
And I mean, so forget about letting the cake bake. The mix is still in the box.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm seeing... I like very much.
Yeah.
Very much like Sidney Curry going up against Bam Adebayo.
Right.
In preseason workouts. I mean, come on. Sign me up.
And when it comes to recruiting, it's like, dude, he took the job. I mean, like, okay, transfer market has been underwhelming. Yes, I would agree with you on that. There's been a lot of guys, whether we can explain it away with, hey, they wanted money and he wasn't going to do it, whatever. Like, that's fine. But I'm also not going to act like he didn't get Brandon Huntley Hatfield, who, by the way, is first round on mock drafts for next season. Like, and we just act like, oh, well, that don't count because he wasn't a guard. Like, well, he got him,
Right.
He kept Kamari Lance. He got Devin Reed. But, I mean, the transfer market, sure. But then you say, okay, in his first recruiting cycle, you're the favorite for the number one player in the country. Number one, two, whatever, according to Nick. Pick the lowest ranking. And according to On3.
I was going
to
say, I went with
73rd player, DJ Wagner. A.J. Johnson comes out yesterday and is like, I probably got the best relationship with Louisville. 5-star guard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you're looking, you've already got Caleb Glenn, who's down at the MBPA camp right now, balling. Like, it's like, why are we wasting our time? Like, are we really going to just say, but I'm going to plant my flag against Kenny Payne? Good God.
You alluded to it. I mean,
and then mad because people are like, bro, chill out. Like, breathe.
I think you touched on, if we're doing the whole recruiting scoreboard for this season with KP, I do think that you have to take into effect he held serve with the guys that he still wanted to be here. He held on to Caleb Glenn, Kamari Lance. He got the pieces to stay that I think the majority of the fan base and what we saw last season were the key pieces that you wanted to come back.
Sure.
Jalen, L, Sydney. I mean, those are you had to also recruit the team that was coming back.
And like I said, outside of DeAndre and I get a lot of people brought up
that
Sam.
One hurt.
maybe Sam, you could argue. But the reason I didn't add Sam in that is because there had just been a lot of, like, I think Sam almost left last year. And then there was a lot of, like, he's ready for a change. Like, he don't want to go through a coaching change here.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to go. So that's why I didn't add Sam, because I think Sam was leaving regardless.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fair.
DeAndre, I think you maybe, you know, I think there was a thought that you could have kept him.
Right.
You know, so that's why, that's for everybody asking, that's why I didn't add Sam.
Personally, for me, the Dre one hurt a little bit, but mm-hmm. that might have been like the tough decision that, because of course you lose his brother as well mm-hmm. in that whole deal. But I mean, I completely forgot. I mean, JJ.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a done deal that JJ was going to be leaving yeah. midway through the year. I mean, I was talking to Pops about it, and Pops was like, man, I would be shocked. If I mean, he's just not getting any run, and yeah. And you know, so you hold on to him as well. I mean, yeah. that's four of, I'd say, four or five that I think the majority of the fan base wanted to come back.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe would, I don't know if they were in the 50-50. I mean, Sid seemed pretty much gung-ho to stay regardless, but I don't know. I don't know what L's percentage was. I mean, that one seemed a little.
I think they all had looks, you know, that they could make. I agree with you that I think Sydney was, I don't think Sydney was ever leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even before Kenny Payne was named the coach, Sydney had a deal with the Jeep deal, had some things. Like, I think Sydney had decided he was going to stay with Rose Wheeler.
Forgot about Rose. Yeah, sorry, Rose.
You know,
yeah.
Mike James, you know, I mean, there were guys on the team that yeah, like, you give him credit for that too. You give him credit for putting, like I said, I'm not, but it's okay to say, like, well, you know, I mean, the transfer market I think has been underwhelming.
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, there's a lot of names we've heard and it that didn't end up
Tyrese Hunter, Monty Bates,
Mosley,
thank you.
Malachi Smith, even though I think Malachi Smith was a definitely an honorable death because he went to Gonzaga and it's probably going to start. The argument would be, well, come to Louisville and start. Well, Gonzaga, if he can go to, like, the preseason number one team, and they might be, and start.
Right. And they have a guaranteed opportunity to play yeah. in the postseason.
Yeah, they're
going
to be a 1-2-3 seed for sure.
Right.
You know, and Louisville.
And they got big names coming back, too, with Timmy and stuff.
And right. Malachi Smith has 1 year. We don't know if we're going to play in the tournament this year.
Right.
Like, there's a really good chance that we're not. So, you know, like, you also put that one in there too. But I'm like, I don't know. Like, I mean, you don't think Louisville Live's not going to be loaded with 5-star players? And,
right.
And like, I mean, it just to consistently just. But again, and this is what Mabe and I talked about last night. I don't think that's how a majority of people feel. See, I mean, go ask the season ticket office right now.
Right.
Like, and I'll leave it at that. Like, there is excitement around this program. The trajectory is up big time with this program. So I think people are excited. People are looking forward to it. So, yeah, that's all I say.
Well, I think we're falling into, is the word trope, maybe? I don't know. We're falling into the sports radio thing of reacting to a loud minority.
It's funny you say that. I told Marcus, I said, the thing I love and hate about sports radio, I said, if I didn't do sports radio, if somebody asked me about Kenny Payne, you know what I would say? I'm not worried about it, man. You know, and we'll see what they do this year, you know, and then move on. And, you know, next year, I think it'll right. be really good, man. You know, I'm excited about it. Excited about what they're doing. But sports radio, it's like, but here's the thing. The people that feel that way, I understand. They don't call in. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
yeah, it's like that. Because I wouldn't be a call-in guy. Like, you know, I'm like, you know, I listen, you know, okay, whatever, you know. So I do think sometimes, like Twitter, for instance, that guy's not getting on Twitter and, oh, no, I'm proving it. Kenny Payne, yeah, you know, like.
Right, right.
It's like, okay.
I'm going to use a term that I don't like, my side, the silent majority.
yeah, right, yes, yes, which sometimes doesn't matter. So, anyways,
Loki, I love it when we do that to each other. We just kind of lob it back and forth.
I'm not saying that it was fake. No, I'm not saying that the results were. Not saying it was a little shady what happened, but whatever. Anyways, no, but yeah, you're listen. I'll just say this on air. I'm like, being on the side, the elephant.
we didn't talk about the Crimson Tide.
I am very.
Although I imagine there's a lot of.
I am very much like, we better put our money into the guy in Florida if you want a chance. Because I'm like, this guy's not going to get it done. This is not.
It makes you feel any better than
Dalton. Like, it's not looking good this way. We need to, let's abandon ship. Everyone abandon ship. Yes. No, go this way.
Talk about recruiting. My side needs more than a point guard right now, too. So I feel you, bro.
You see somebody put in the game at this point.
You ain't kidding.
I know. So, yeah, anyways, that's a fun way. Let's take a break because we didn't take a break in the first hour. So let's do it now. We'll come back. We'll chat a little bit more. And your guy's making deals with Mitch McConnell.
Dude, it's you know what we're in the upside now.
You know what people are learning? President Trump, President Biden, President Obama, President Bush, they don't care about you. They don't care about you. They don't care about us.
Late, great George Carlin said it best. It's all BS and it's bad for you.
Right. Like, they don't care. Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah. Y'all really, like, when I read that yesterday, I'm like, y'all really don't care, dude. Like, you just don't care. Like, just don't care. So, anyways, that's politics.
Very much enjoy having a Yoo-hoo or an adult beverage with both Obama and Bush, for what it's worth. I totally agree. I would invite both those guys to my barbecue.
I think we all on both sides didn't give those two credit.
You know what? That's fair.
I think both sides. When you look back, you're like, it wasn't as bad as we thought. That was an all right 16 years, you know?
It could have been worse. Yeah. I mean, there was some bad points. Well, like, little torture here, a little flying assassin droid here. It was a little fellas.
Things needed to be done. But, not that bad, was it? So, anyways.
My boy Pat Oswalt does a great bit about that. Yeah. It could have been way worse.
Yeah, it could have been. But here we are. So, all right, Middays with Marcus Maven. Sorry, Marcus. I'm 93.9 The Ville.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano, the Sports Center update, brought to you by Witch Superior Sandwiches. Memphis transfer, Monty Bates, committing to Eastern Michigan. This initially reported yesterday by On3 Sports. Eastern Michigan is in Bates' hometown in Michigan. Staying in hoops, Louisville women's basketball adding 6'5" graduate transfer Josie Williams, one of the nation's top rebounders a year ago. She previously played at Utah Valley State. In football, Scott Satterfield joined the drive with Mark Ennis yesterday, talked a bit about some of the freshman standouts on the offensive side of the ball.
It's been really good to see, how they've really kind of responded coming in there. And Chris Bell's one that kind of comes to mind. A wide receiver out of Mississippi. That's a really, really good talented player. He's pushing. He's about 228 pounds playing wide receiver. So he's a little bit unique and different. I think he's got really strong hands. He runs great routes. He's one that I could see coming out and playing and really helping, right off the bat.
You can find that full interview on the GE Appliances Podcast Center at ESPNLouisville.com. On the diamond, the Bats fall on the road again in a day matchup yesterday, 5-3 to Toledo. They'll try again with the Mud Hens tonight, 7:35. The Reds, they fall to Jack's Cubbies, 8-3. They'll wrap that series tonight over on ESPN 680, 105.7. Coverage beginning at 7:35. More Steve next.
Welcome back.
Told you.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven. I like it, man.
Seriously, put a hockey fight to the background of this, man, and I'm telling you, that's Shorzy.
Just throwing down at each other.
Hallway brawl.
Gosh.
I never got in a hallway brawl. I met like a dude for UK that I was trying to fight. We both got kicked out. And then in the hallway, he was the nicest freaking dude.
That's usually how it is.
And like, it was like
dude,
that one.
We were both just mad.
Yeah, I took my helmet off. I was like, man, I was just trying to instigate it. How you doing?
Yeah,
I was like, I was just trying to get some momentum, just trying to get a fight. You know the game. And he was like, oh yeah, no, for sure. Then we started like shooting the spit, and like we took the stuff off so the ref wouldn't kick us out again, and we went and watched the rest of the game. And I was like, this is hockey. This is what it should be. Like, you try to kill
hockey.
Each other, and then it's like your boys immediately after. It was like, you know, it's all good. All great.
That's awesome. A lot of things going on around. I do want to update people. Pierce Clarkson right now is in the Elite 11, playing really well. To be fair, probably Malachi Nelson out there that's going to, I believe he's going to USC. And there's one more, and I'm forgetting. It'll come to me in a second. But they have kind of been, I mean, he's one of the top performers out there. So that's a big deal. Also, we're in day two of the MBPA camp, top 100 camp, down in Orlando, where Kenny Payne is again today, according to our guy, Jody Demling, who's going to be a coworker in a couple hours.
Yeah, welcome to the team, Jody.
But the entire staff is down there, so all the assistants and Kenny Payne watching guys down at the camp there. Caleb Glenn playing down there, a lot of other recruits. Aaron Bradshaw, sounds like Louisville still, you know, even though all signs seem to point to Kentucky for him, it seems like they're still, you know, going to fight. So we'll see, you know, and there's other guys there too. Obviously, Johnson from California, a guy that we're probably the perceived leader for right now. I think us and LSU. I mean, he's now a 5-star guy. So a lot of stuff there with recruiting, but things going on outside of Louisville right now. So potential guys. Also yesterday, Jordan Church commits. 3 4-star linemen. I think he's a 4 on some, 3 on some. He took a visit from IMG Academy. He took a visit.
He was part of that
absolutely.
Like those 4 linemen that were expected.
It is him, Luke Burgess, Madden Sanker, and then there's a couple more. You got the Keenum kid and the Paluto kid from Paluto's from I might be butchering his name, but I think that's what it is. It's from John Bosco. Out there, so we'll see.
That Pierce Clarkson tie.
Yeah, but
now, Madden Sanker's committing tomorrow, right? I think, is that right?
I don't know.
Help me out, text line.
I know he announced the decision date coming up here soon, so it might be July 1st. If it is, then yeah, tomorrow. But I mean, all signs point to him committing. That would be 3 4-star linemen to go along, you know, and you're bringing in the number one running back in the country. That's it's good. You know, you're bringing in a top 5 quarterback, a top 5 receiver, and multiple other, you know, a top 5 corner. And so, I mean, a lot of good things happening on that end. And Church was, you know, I think sometimes O-linemen, we overlook, like, the get, you know, like when you get, and it's natural. Like, don't feel weird for doing it. I mean, it's just, it is natural. Like,
yeah, they know it.
you get the number, you know, you get DeAndre Moore, the receiver, and it's like, oh, you know. Somebody said, UofL Recruiting said on Twitter, said Sanker the 11th of July.
Oh, that's right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
I knew that. I put it in a SportsCenter earlier. My bad. Yeah.
Yeah, so still a little bit away. But, yeah, but still, I mean, signs point there. So, but, I mean, yesterday adding Church to the mix was a big, big deal. Yeah, the texter's coming in now.
Thanks, guys. Nah, I'm ashamed of myself because I had that in a SportsCenter earlier this week. So, oopsie-daisy, everybody. Sorry.
They're coming in. So, yeah, anyways. Yeah, man. I mean, it's good vibes all around. Like I say, I mean, you got guys out at the Elite 11. You got guys playing well. Also, we have to say, even though he's still going to be around the program today, Kenny Klein.
Oh, man.
Kenny Klein will be officially.
Cheers, buddy.
Yeah, retiring, right, from
I'm
tomorrow.
Raising my creamy root beer Zevia.
Even though when we called him crying, he did assure us he will still be very active and a part of the basketball program. So we're not losing him, but we are. Look, the guy wants to sit and watch some games, man. Like, he's
he
still
is earn that.
He's still going to be a part. I think he's actually going to be in a working role. Like to the point, like I think he's still going to be like in a kind of a working role, but backing down off his, you know, and that's fine. Enjoy your time,
King. Well, absolutely. You've earned it.
Still going to
just you've earned it, King.
Just come up with the polos every year cuz they're amazing.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So I need that, you know. He knows things I need, and of course Ms. Tronzo is just the best. The best. Yeah, I can't wait. Look, we'll be seeing her. The Press Box Classic will be coming up soon.
Oh, yeah. That's right around the corner. That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be out there and doing that. But, yeah, Kenny Klein retiring as of tomorrow. So
two things about Kenny Klein.
He just couldn't handle. Look, it was like if Steve and Marcus are going to be a part of the flagship, this is going to be trouble. It's like, I'm out.
He's like, I don't have much hair to lose.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, look, I'm out.
Two things about Kenny Klein.
Okay.
It was like 7 years of knowing about him that I learned that his first name was actually Kenny and not Best in the Business.
That's fair.
Because everybody would universally say that on broadcasts and everything. And also, I owe him something that he doesn't know, but he was helping out in the Churchill Downs press box and the year of California Chrome. No, I'm sorry, Justify.
Okay.
Bob Baffert was walking to the podium, and a young, intrepid Nick Valvano was in said press box and not paying attention to where he was walking. And Kenny Klein shot out an arm and, you know, kind of posted everybody up. Because Kenny Klein's a big guy, if people don't know.
Yeah, he is.
And yeah, he's got a good wingspan. And he, like, basically cut off a row of people that were walking to protect Bob Baffert. And Bob Baffert is not, you know, the biggest of people. He's, you know, sure. like a svelte 5'8". So
he's a normal man.
Yes. So yeah. A mildly infused.
Yeah.
Nick Valvano bumbling through could have easily T-boned the crap out of Bob Baffert had it not been for the best in the business, Kenny Klein, that kept me from smashing into him because I wasn't watching where I was going. So.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Mr. Klein.
That would have been a great story.
Oh, God. I mean,
remember
Steve,
the time Nick ran over Bob Baffert?
I would have smashed him.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Speaking of smashing.
Hello. We're never moving.
No.
Never moving. We will be the old creepy guys on campus.
They could put the Chinese restaurant back in here.
For years to come. Nick, Steve. Oh, creepy guy. By the way, speaking of our beautiful significant others, loves Jeanette. Just talking up all. She was like, she's like, we got to hang out with them. She's like, I mean, she's like, we're so much alike. And she's like, we laughed the whole time and had fun. And she was like, yeah, so they Charity, at least Jeanette, man, I had the same story.
Oh, no, I was about to say, feeling is 1,000% mutual.
Jeanette was probably, she is weird.
No, she's
like, I think we're best friends.
No. She's a big fan of Charity. Yeah, good. The feeling is very much mutual.
Good. Great times.
She wanted to say sorry one time. She kind of tackled Xavier because Xavier was running up to kick the ball during the game. And she was like, I want Steve to know that I was not.
No.
You know, I was trying not to tackle his son, but I didn't want him to get hurt.
Yeah, for people who didn't know, Xavier's at the game, and Charity was having a margarita, and she spilt it all over him. So I don't know if it absorbed into his skin or what, but he was attempting to run in front of the kids, and it was like, whose kid is that? And I'm like, I'm rolling. I'm like, I don't know.
There was one point you were like, hey Xavier, can you? You're like, very, very polite. We were like, hey, can you go back to mommy?
Yeah.
And he looked at you, and I was having flashbacks of Jamie.
Yeah,
because Jamie was the exact same way. He went, no, and you were just like, all right, then.
Yeah. Well, okay. Trying to play the game.
Counterpoint. Like, so all right.
Yeah, fun times. So, also, let me remind you this, then we'll get out of here. It is Thursday, which means Wing Zone around here. Thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the Louisville Studios. Try the summertime deal, 20 boneless wings, large wedge for $15.99. Order online. WingZone.com, two Louisville locations, Hikes Point and the Papa Level Road at Quarry Center. So I saw Phil Baker here. Of course, you know, management change.
Yeah.
Phil's all of a sudden just been in.
Finally flying straight and narrow.
Yeah, I know.
Someone had to reel him in.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wow, there's Phil again.
Just wheeling, dealing.
We can't keep him out of here.
Very much the Ric Flair of, you know, he's having a hard time keeping his gators on the ground.
Right.
And someone finally, thankfully, got him under control. But you can't stop Phil Baker. You can only hope to contain.
Also, Wing Zone has a gas relief promo.
Oh, I'm listening.
Bring in your gas receipt and receive $2 off any order over $10. So not... You may need gas relief after.
I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, but if you bring in your gas receipt to Wing Zone,
thanks,
you'll get
$2
off if it's over $10.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. Now we have a chicken. Yes. See, he's not all bad.
That's a great promo. I read that, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering the same thing.
Is somebody Ron Burgundy? Like, is this a Ron Burgundy moment where people are like, ah, Steve read it? Like, come on, bro.
You know how many times Phil could get us all, though? I mean, he really does have the power. If he just would, you know, throw that in any of the reads, just like, you know, go blank yourself, San Diego. Like, Phil has the potential to cancel all of us.
Oh, sure. Sure. And he will, because he's a sick man. A sick man. So, anyways. Nick, it's fun, man. Good second hour. We'll be back.
Absolutely,
listen,
buddy.
As of midnight
Always
tonight, when we get on here tomorrow, we'll be the flagship, man.
Yay!
So, we're excited. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.